107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's always great to check in with John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum, and he joins us in studio. John, it's good to see you, my friend. It's been a long time.
Good morning, sir. Good to see you as well.
It's been a while, but hey, it's been a while, too, for the Stratford Perth Museum. This is going to be the upcoming summer season for the Stratford Perth Museum, but a full summer.
Yeah, you know, we reflect sometimes about how much we've been closed, and museums are always sort of the first to close, last to open, and in March, when we reopened, we'd been closed for 55 of the last 92 weeks.
Wow.
And we sort of came out of it okay, but as I've often said, the big thing about the museum that makes it a great place to work, makes it a great place to visit, is when there's all sorts of people there. And so since March, it's been good. Our foot traffic's been really good. We had a great March break, and we're really looking forward to a big summer.
Oh, for sure. So let's talk about a very special exhibit that's happening at Stratford Perth Museum. This is the only Canadian venue to host this particular exhibit, John.
Yeah, the Anne Frank House exhibit, A Story for Today, which is was at the museum. A similar exhibit was at the museum in 2016. And then it was made available to us on the 75th anniversary of the end of the war, which would have been 2020.
Mm.
And then so we qualified for that exhibit that year, but then every museum in Canada was closed, more or less. And we were able to work out a deal, and the Anne Frank House has been absolutely unbelievable to deal with. And they extended that exhibit to us throughout 2021, from the start of March until October 31st.
Okay, so it's happening this summer. You can check it out this summer.
Yeah, and one of the things that we found to be most popular is we have guided tours on Saturdays and Sundays, and also you can also book guided tours as well, where you can go through the exhibit with a docent or with a guide. And that's proven to be really popular and really meaningful for people as well.
Mm-hmm. And what an opportunity to see it, something like this right here in Stratford. You're not traveling to Toronto, London, that sort of thing.
Yeah, in Stratford, I often think, and you know, you work at the radio station here, and we saw all sorts of examples how this community, you know, I always say punches above its weight. And exhibits like this, particularly here for an extended period, is pretty unique in Canada. And, you know, that and all the other things that happen here, it does make Stratford a really, in Perth County, a great place to live, but obviously to visit as well.
Okay, well, let's talk about great Stratford individuals like Tom Patterson. Who is Tom Patterson, that exhibit at the museum?
Well, for people who live here, you know right away, you say, well, he was the founder of the festival. But this exhibit really delves into what else he was. You know, he was a journalist. He was certainly a relentless salesman. You and I know people today that are like that, that never stop.
Yeah.
And they, you know, he took the early days of the festival in that spirit, and he put it on his back and carried it. And, you know, really laid the foundation for what we have today, which is an incredible institution. His family was terrific to deal with. They gave us all sorts of things for the exhibit, all sorts of stories. The Stratford Festival Archives was amazing. The festival itself has been unbelievably supportive, and the Stratford Perth Archives. And so we've created this exhibit to obviously coincide with the opening of the theater. So when someone comes here and they say, you know, who is Tom Patterson? There's an island, there's a theater.
Theater, yeah.
And so we have the answer.
Exactly. And just a complex individual. And really, until his death, he never stopped promoting Stratford, really.
Yeah. And people like that are incredible local treasures. We always appreciate them. People like you and I that worked in the media, we know what the community would be like without them.
Mm.
It'd be decidedly different. And for Tom Patterson, you know, he's a Second World War veteran, and all these other things that we delve into, Order of Canada, and as you say, a relentless promoter, not only for the festival, but for the community as well.
Absolutely. So who is Tom Patterson? Also at the Stratford Perth Museum. And speaking of another Stratford personality, Justin Bieber.
It's been good for us. I mean, that exhibit we opened in 2018, in lots of ways, it really changed the museum in a good way. Every museum in the world, including ours, tries to reach out to a different demographic, tries to reach out to a different audience. And, you know, we tick both those boxes.
Yeah.
Since we've opened again in March, we've had people from all over North America, Europe, to come and visit that exhibit. And the fact that it's a tour year for him, the weekend that he was in Toronto, we sort of got out there Saturday morning and went, oh, what's going on? All right. He was in Toronto last night, and he's in Ottawa tomorrow. And that was one of our busiest, that was one of our busiest days in a few years. Mm-hmm. And it was, had a lot to do with that.
Oh, that is awesome. So that is still happening. The Justin Bieber Steps to Stardom at the Stratford Perth Museum. And you've been able to keep in touch with Justin Bieber or with his family. Some new things have been added from time to time, that sort of thing.
Yeah, particularly Diane and Bruce, who's his grandparents. And, you know, every few weeks they'll come walking to the museum and they'll carry the grocery bag and they'll say, well, we've got this for you. We've got this. We were just down in San Diego and he asked us to bring this here. And so we're going to drop this off.
Wow.
And it's the most sort of surreal thing. A couple of weeks ago, they came in and they had an MTV award for Peaches. And they said, well, he just won this, and he didn't know what to do with it. And we said, well, we'll take it to Stratford, and we'll take it to the museum and give it to the museum. And yeah, great. And so those sorts of relationships, you know, whether it be with the Anne Frank House or the festival or Tim Patterson, Tom's son, or Justin Bieber and his grandparents, that's really what the museum is a huge beneficiary of. Of those friendships that that we have with people.
Oh, for sure. Stratford Perth Museum. And again, the summer's coming up. We've got, of course, the incredible spacious grounds at Stratford Perth Museum and the incredible stage, the outdoor stage as well.
Yeah, we've got a probably in the next 10 days, we're going to announce a lot of what we've got planned for the summer. We couldn't be happier. Summer music is part of it, of course, the same as last year. And then we've got what we think is a really important event that's going to take place over 7 Sunday nights. And we hope to be able to give the final details of that in the next 10 days or so.
All right. More details to come. And summer camps, are they going to be happening again?
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. We're going to – sort of depends on the climate and the health climate. We had great plans for camps last year and because of COVID. So hope springs eternal. Spring and hope and eternal. And, yeah, hope springs eternal.
A perfect tie-in. Yeah. There you go. If they want some more details, of course, the website. And let's remind folks where it's located.
Yeah, StratfordPerthMuseum.ca. And you can buy tickets online. But you don't have to. You can always get tickets at the door. And we're about 300 meters west of the city of Stratford side as you head towards Sebringville.
Absolutely. John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. Make it a part of your summer. And so much going on. Stratford Perth Museum. Thanks for this, John.
Thanks, Jamie.